From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting the Trump administration has expelled 15 Cuban diplomats to protest Havana's failure to protect U.S. diplomats and their dependents in Havana at the embassy, who have been sickened following mysterious attacks. Heather Nauert is a State Department spokesperson.
We cannot continue to allow our personnel to serve in Cuba when they are very clearly in harm's way. We just raised that number, unfortunately, to 22 today. Our folks are in harm's way. Cuba has a responsibility to protect against that, and they are clearly unable to do so.
Nauert said despite the expulsions, official ties will not change.
Our policy on Cuba has not changed. We have diplomatic relationships with Cuba. We recognize that at this time, there is a need to keep a post open there with a skeleton crew handling emergency-type issues down there.
Cuba's foreign minister said the decision is unjustified and is a purely political act that only benefits those who want to derail the ability of both countries to improve relations. University of Miami Cuba specialist Jaime Suchlitsky said the relations will probably remain rocky.
Cuba is going to retaliate. The U.S. is planning a series of measures, going to deal with tightening the travel, tightening the remittances. So definitely this is escalating.
In June, President Donald Trump announced a cutback in travel and business ties with Havana. Rwandan prosecutors have charged a prominent critic of President Paul Kagame with forgery and inciting insurrection. Diana Rigara, barred from challenging Mr. Kagame in August's election, faces up to 15 years in jail, accused of forging signatures in her effort to qualify as a candidate. This is VOA News. Spain's King Felipe Tuesday denounced Catalonia's independence drive, calling it illegal. In a rare television address, the king accused Catalonia's leaders of repeated, conscious, and deliberate breaching of the Constitution and showing disloyalty toward the state. Monash University Spanish Professor Carlos Uxe said the speech appeared to set the stage for the government's next step.
My view is that he was preparing the rest of us for what would be the next step in this. And the most probably the Spanish government will apply the Article 155 of the Constitution.
That would dissolve the regional government. In Barcelona, tens of thousands took to the streets protesting Sunday's police crackdown in an effort to disrupt the independence referendum. U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis told a Senate hearing Tuesday the U.S. under the right conditions should stay in the Iran nuclear agreement, known as the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, or JCPOA.
I believe at this point in time, absent indications to the contrary, it is something the president should consider staying with.
His comments come ahead of President Trump's decision whether or not to certify to Congress Iran is complying with the 2015 deal. He also said Afghan security forces are fully engaged in offensive combat operations for the first time, and Mattis said the Pentagon fully supports U.S. diplomatic efforts with North Korea. President Trump Tuesday visited the U.S. territory of Puerto Rico, devastated by two hurricanes last month, praising efforts by local and federal officials in recovery.
Power grid, honestly, was devastated before the hurricanes even hit, and then the hurricanes hit and they wiped them out. We're getting a lot of generators have been already brought to the island. Most of the hospitals are open, or at least partially open, but most of them now are open. And again, the job that's been done here is really nothing short of a miracle.
At least 34 people now are known to have died during Hurricane Maria, a fierce Category 5 storm. Palestinian Authority Prime Minister Rami Al-Hamdallah chaired the first meeting of the Palestinian cabinet in Gaza City, part of an effort aimed at forging reconciliation between Fatah and Hamas. But Hamas criticized President Mahmoud Abbas's decision to await the outcome of talks before lifting sanctions on Gaza. Three American scientists, Rainier Weiss, Barry Barish, and Kip Thorne Tuesday, won the 2017 Nobel Prize for Physics for their work in measuring gravitational waves, a new way to observe the universe. Wednesday is the 60th anniversary of the launching of the first artificial satellite by the Soviet Union, launching the era of space exploration. Sputnik orbited the Earth for 92 days before burning up in the atmosphere. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.